Revelation chapter 2 and verse 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you, because you have left your first love. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit, we need the Spirit. What it's saying to the churches, to him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Nevertheless, I have somewhat, because you have left your first love. I want to tell you today, there's an answer. There's an answer to the Lord's appeal from that verse. First Corinthians chapter 15 and 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, I'm going to take the license to change scripture a little bit. Therefore, my beloved experienced church, be steadfast, firm, unmovable. Resist external pressures. Oh, I feel it here today. It's not just in this pulpit, it's in those chairs. It's in your heart. Always abounding. Excel yourself. Exceed yourself, both in quantity and in quality. In other words, give and do your best in these last hours. Always abounding in the work. And it's just not anybody's work. It's the work of the Lord. For as much, we're celebrating greatly this week, and we should, 70 years we should, but this isn't the last celebration there's going to be. Because your labor, pastor, leaders, faithful saints of God, your labor is not in vain. Hallelujah. Let's thank the Lord together. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word, Lord. Give us your liberty today in the pulpit and in the chairs. Give us your liberty. Move through us. You're here, and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And you may be seated. That exhortation from Paul in 1 Corinthians was particularly relevant to the cultural challenges that were in Corinth because of diverse beliefs and the moral issues that were happening in that culture. And it's relevant in the culture of 2025. The background of the Ephesus church that God was speaking to in Revelation chapter 2, it was a 30 to 40 year old church. It wasn't a new church. It was about half the age of experienced church. It was a stronghold of the apostolic church, especially after the fall of Jerusalem. And at the same time, it was a stronghold of idolatry. The worship of Diana and immorality was happening in Ephesus. The apostolic church and revival today is very strong. It's strong here at Experience Church. You can walk in and feel it, and this is my first service here in years, but there's no doubt about the apostolic flow that is in this church body. And while the apostolic church is strong today, at the same time, so is sin. Now, I'm not touting it, and I don't want to celebrate it, but I'm not about to duck my head in the sand either. Or else that'll temper the message that I'm supposed to preach, not just today, but anytime. And this message today, and I want you to understand, I don't think I need to give this caveat, but it's not out of alarm about Experience Church. But I am alarmed about the spirit of this age. But you can also have a spirit of prevention. That's what I feel today, a spirit of prevention and protection that helps us not to leave our first love. And I'm preaching today, don't leave your first love. God said, I have somewhat against you. Somewhat can threaten to grow to be in everything. Somewhat, and then another somewhat, and then another little hindrance, and another little allurement. And before you know it, we need to pay attention when God says somewhat. He said, you've left your first love. Here's what the writer was saying. You've left your early love. How many remember the day night you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? You know what? I didn't mind. I don't even know how long I was kneeling at that front pew. Scotty Teach was preaching that service, and I knelt down, and I tried to figure it out. I need to ask somebody. My dad's still alive. I need to ask somebody that was there. How long was I there? I don't really know. I got lost in it and then started speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. Early love. First enthusiastic devotion. And I'll just stop and say this. I don't want any new filled person with the Holy Ghost to outdo my worship. Look, I haven't arrived. I haven't arrived. He's still worthy. He's still God. Don't leave your first love of worship and praise to the Lord. First love has a sincerity, has a depth to it. It has a fervency. It's not lifeless ritual. It's fervency that happens with first love. They were not charged with not having no love at all. Notice it. They weren't charged with not having any love at all. It was that they had left their first love. You know, I go for a walk sometimes in the mornings, and when I don't have my ear pods, I leave them at home. It's about the same spot every time. I get to the end. Our street is a horseshoe. I get to the one end of the horseshoe at Laclede Station Road, and there's a little message popped up. It says, you have left your AirPods, and they are at 8948 4th State. It pops up every, and sometimes it's just a menace. But I want a message from the Spirit to remind me, you've lost your love for reading the Word of God. You left it at that good service over there. You left it when you were 52 or 26 or wherever it was. I want a message. I want a wake-up call that says, continue, be steadfast. That little word left there simply means to lay aside. It comes from a root which means to remit, which means to wash and wipe away. You know, there are some folks that are trying to wipe away any commitment and dedication. Woo. Don't whitewash the blackboard of your life. God, when pastor preaches and he writes something on the table of our hearts, let it stay there. I got a question for you. Have you been convicted lately? I'm going to tell you, God's doing something to me, Brother James. It was a week ago. It was 2 weeks this coming Tuesday night. I was watching a service of another church, an apostolic church. Man, the young man preached, and I tuned in late to that, got to the close of it. And then they sang an altar. I mean, it was a tremendous altar call. I mean, it just flowed into that altar service of commitment and dedication. And they begin to sing the song, "Show Me Your Face, Lord. Show Me Your Face." I've gone around for 2 weeks singing that song of dedication. I've got it. I've saved it on YouTube. And I like it best when it's in that service right there, because the conviction. I've heard other artists, and it's just as beautiful, and it's meaningful. But there is a spirit of conviction. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't know what God's trying to do in my life right now. I felt a conviction, and I felt a move of spirit, and I felt a consecration and a dedication I haven't felt for a long time. And I believe it may be God reminding me, don't leave that for... I'm going to say to somebody, don't leave your tears. I thought about it, and I need to talk to somebody about this. I need to know what God's doing in me, and they probably won't be able to give me an answer. It's going to be between me and God. But again, I want to say this. Let's not ever get to the place where we feel like we've arrived. I thank God for every elder I see in this place today. Brother Huey Long, a longtime friend. And I appreciate others. I see you here today. Faithful, 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 faithful. But my mama used to say, she was a spitfire. She loved a good time, and she loved to serve God. And it's one of the reasons that I'm here today, because of her and Dad, who, by the way, is 95 years old and drives on his own and goes to APC every morning about 6 o'clock to pray. That's part of why I'm here. Don't leave your prayer life. We got 360 in our family. We keep track of one another. He didn't like it. He said, I don't want you snooping on me. But we were doing it not out of curiosity. We were doing it out of health concerns and everything else. But I got that little setting for when he leaves the home and where he goes and when he gets back. And about 6 o'clock every morning, that little ding comes. Everett has left 4200 Ashwick. Everett's arrived at 901 Barracks View. Keep praying, saint of God. And I'm not trying to be pastor right now, but you don't have to be pastor to say this. Keep praying every day. Every day. Every day. I've been preaching over 50 years, but that doesn't give me anything other than some experience. But I need the anointing and the touch of God and the power of God. If you're going to sing, pray. If you're going to teach, pray. Hallelujah. If you're going to preach, pray. If you're going to teach a Sunday school class, pray. Jesus, do it and don't leave it. Don't leave. Don't leave. Somebody said, when I was pastoring, Pastor, I get hungry when I fast. Those are wonderful revelations, aren't they? No, they're not. Not when you're fasting. It isn't wonderful. But I'm going to tell you, every Tuesday at home, it was fast day. Mom and Dad and everybody fasted. I will just tell you, boy, did I ever look forward to Wednesday morning breakfast. We're all human. that these things come forth. A prayer. There's some things that can't be replaced. There are no substitutes. No substitutes. There is no substitute for this precious old book right here. Keep praying and keep fasting. And this word of God. You know, sometimes I think we may take it for granted a little bit. Because we've been around. This church has had 70 years of blessing. And I'm not trying to make us feel guilty. We just celebrated, how long did we celebrate? 90 years at home. 80 in the district. 90 years. 90 years. Oh, I'm so thankful for that. I'm not one bit ashamed of my heritage. You guys were celebrating it a while ago, and I thought, thank God. Thank God. I don't have to duck my head and say I was brought up apostolic. And anybody that's thinking about leaving this, that's a foolish thought. It's a foolish thought. I love this word of God. Don't leave the word of God. When it says repent, it still means to repent. And you get to repent. And God is going to take away all of those sins when you're baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You still speak with other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. I read an article just a week and a half ago. It was by some publishers of children's books, nonetheless. Children's Christian books to teach children. In the article, it says, we are looking for progressive-minded Christians that will challenge the norm. In fact, there will be some fundamentalist who will not be in our audience. And I put in parentheses in my notes, that's me. And I don't think we ought to be harsh, and I don't think we ought to be smart aleck. I don't think we ought to be. But we need to stand steadfast, Paul said. We need to withstand external pressures. And in talking about the story of Jonah, this is for kids, okay? In talking about the story of Jonah, they preface it by saying, now, we know that there are many stories in the Bible that are real and that really happened, and there are others, such as the story of Jonah, that may have been made up to teach a lesson. If you take the lesson and not the word, there's something wrong. They make light of Jesus' resurrection. And again, they make the statement, there will be some who will not be accepting of this. I just had to put in parentheses behind that statement. Wow. This is what's going to be printed. Folks, I know you're not in that category, but I also know it's possible to lose our love. Love it enough to go to Bible study. Love it enough to be faithful to the house of God. I love. God, help us not to leave that first love of your word. And God, help us not to, you know, we need the Spirit. Somebody that was not an apostolic wrote an article about us. And they said, these Pentecostals that are trying to change who they are in the Spirit and the Holy Ghost manifestations in their churches. They said, I'm not Pentecostal, but I've got a recommendation for them. Don't mess with the engine that's under the hood. let's still be able to let tears flow when the Spirit touches our heart and life. Stand with me if you would, please. Stand with me. Let's still lift our hands. And I didn't even intend for you to do it, but you're so receptive to it. That's more than just a physical action. Something just happened right there. Something just happened right there. Tokote habasa. Toho ya sabohe. Tololobo sekanaba. Tulebo ya saboremo. Woo! Tada, let that flow right there. Let that flow. Let that flow. Hallelujah. That's it. Let your voice out. Hallelujah.